Okay, Rabotai. Tzahorayim Tovim. We are, how many days from Pesach? 29. So it's a kind of scary thought, but we're kind of catapulted into the situation where Pesach is right behind us, right in front of us, actually. So we have to prepare. There's a famous Bet Yosef right in the middle, right in the beginning of Hilchot Pesach, Siman Tav Kavtet, where he asks a stira that several Rishonim and Acharonim ask on the Gemara. Hare, in one Gemara, famous Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Davav, the Gemara says, Shoalin v'dorshin bilchot ha-Pesach kodem la-Pesach 30 yom. Okay? We start expounding, we start delving into the laws of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. That's one Gemara. Then there's a Gemara in Masechet Megillah. Yes, correct. Daf Lamed Bet, everybody knows the famous Gemara. Vaydaber Moshe et mo'adei Adonai el b'nei Yisrael. What was he mitaken? We learn from here. Shiu dorshin bilchot Pesach ba'Pesach. Ilchot atzeret ba'atzeret. Ilchot chag b'chag. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitaken that you teach the laws of each Yom Tov on the Yom Tov itself. So there's a very apparent contradiction in the Gemarot. When do we start? When do we learn Ilchot Pesach? Is it 30 days before? Or is it on the Yom Tov itself? The Bet Yosef brings multiple answers. The one he sticks with most, as we'll see l'halakha, is that of the Ran. The Ran, in Masechet Megillah, says it's not a question. The obligation to teach the laws of the Yom Tov are only on the Yom Tov, on Pesach itself. So why does the Gemara say 30 days before? It doesn't mean that you have to teach those laws. It means there's something that's called Shoel Ka'inyan. If a person's Moreh Hora'ah, if a person is a Rav, a Posek, and two students come before the Rav, one's asking a question about something on hand, something pertinent, and the other one's asking about Hanukkah, the halacha is that you can push off the second one and say, listen, I don't have to answer you right now. You have a question about Hanukkah? Come back then, we'll talk. When says the Ran, the Gemara means, what happened? When do Hilchot Pesach questions become pertinent such that you can't push off the Talmid, the person who's asking? You have to answer him. When? 30 days before. That's the Bet Yosef's answer. Go ahead.
If we're supposed to be learning on the Allah, so if we learn on the day of the Chag, then we have more time to prepare and practice.
So you have to, again, the laws of Pesach are very vast. You got to learn basics of what you need to know in order to be able to execute. You know what I'm saying? You can't, if you learn everything on Pesach, that's too late. You got to prepare from before. So, but that's how the Bet Yosef explains. And actually, Paskins l'alacha, listen to the language of Maran Bet Yosef. Shoalin bilchot Pesach kodem ha-Pesach 30 yom. We ask about the laws of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Which word did he famously leave out on purpose? Dorshin. The Tur puts in the word Dorshin. Maran takes it out. Because he holds l'alacha, there's no chiyuv to learn or to teach 30 days before. What's the halakha of 30 days before?
Only
if you're a Rav, you have to be willing to accept these questions and be able to answer them within 30 days. That's how Maran explains. And Be'emet, go ahead.
Hilchot Tefillin is the day of the Pesach. It's going to be, that's later time. Does the Rebbe have to answer the Hilchot Tefillin question first?
Yes. Meaning if, let's say two people come in front of me and one has the Hilchot Tefillin question that's, right now, as opposed to Pesach, so I can't push the Pesach one away. I say, wait here, I'm going to answer him first, and then I'm going to answer you. But if two people come, one's asking about Pesach, and one's asking about Hanukkah, I can say,
yeah.
I don't, if I want to, I can, but I'm not obligated to answer your question now. Pesach, I can't say come back. No, now it's 30 days before Pesach, you got to answer. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Bi'ur HaLacha famously attacks Maran on multiple fronts. He writes over here that this girsa of Maran shoalin bilchot Pesach kodem la-Pesach 30 yom ubarifa girsa shoalin levad. Maran takes this girsa of shoalim from the Rif. And be'emet, according to him, there's no chiyuv, like he said, like the Ran explained, and that seems to be why the Rif also understands, he only says the word shoalin. But like the Ran said, he says, there's no chiyuv to learn or to teach He's telling you what's considered a shoel ka'inyan, what's considered an appropriate question when it comes to Pesach. Which means, technically, when can you start asking Pesach questions? Purim. What happens if two people come over to you on Purim? One has a Purim question, one has a Pesach question.
Purim.
Purim first, and then Pesach after. But he says, listen to this. Okay, he quotes the Ran. And he says, "Aval kama rishonim beemet." The Ran and the Rashba, they're on the same page. They hold the same thing, like Maran brought down. "Aval kama rishonim plige alayhu." Rashi bekama mekomot betosfot perekama demgila dafdalit ve'arokeach bekulhu mevoar. Says the Mishabura. In all of these rishonim, we see lehedia dechiyuv lidrosh mikodem bilchot Pesach 30 yom, which means that there's an actual chiyuv. What does lidrosh mean? Not only lilmod, not only to learn, lidrosh means to teach, to expound to the rabbim these halachot. V'chein ba'itur, ha'etik ha'girsa, shoalim v'dorshim. He says, oh, look also at Baal Ha'itur. What's the girsa over there? Shoalim v'dorshim, which means according to him, there's also chiyuv to expound. And he brings many, many, many ra'ayot. Now listen to this. He comes out, he brings ra'ayot from the she'iltot Rav Chai Gaon, and the Bach brings it from others as well. The Mishnah Berurah ends off, and he says, "Im ken nimtza da'at Haran ve'arashba yechidain hem neged kol harishonim hanal." He says the words, the opinion of the Ran and the Rashba, that there's no chiyuv to actually learn or expound the halachot of Pesach, are very much de'a yechida'a klape all of the other rishonim that we brought. I bring some more rayas in a second, and he says, therefore, there is a chiyuv to learn and to teach. Stop. Maran zichrono levracha, in Yabia, chelek bet, orach chaim, siman kav bet, dissect this entire bi'ur halacha, piece by piece, and then he takes it apart, comes to the defense of Maran bet Yosef. The bi'ur halacha wrote that the Ran and the Rashba, that the Bet Yosef was going with, was the Ayichida'ah. Very minority opinion. Says the Yomer, not so fast. Watch. He brings it ayot. Watch. He quotes. You know who else says this? Listen to this. The Yomer writes, Ve'inam yechidim bazik lal. This is not a minority opinion. He's going to bring at least five other Rishonim that hold like their... This is... Zeh yatzah rishonah, ha-ritba. The Ritba writes in his Chidushim on Megillah, he writes, V'ahid de-shoalin bilchot ha-Pesach kodem ha-Pesach 30 yom, lo shiu chayavim lidrosh ken barabim. Not that there's a chiyuv to actually expound it and teach it. Ela sheyesh reshut le-talmid lish'ol. Rather, from this point on, the Talmidim have the permission to start asking the question. V'ave shoel ka'inyan. He says, Nimtze'u bet leshonot elu chalukim ba'inyanehem. כששואלים ודורשים בלחות הפסח בפסח, היינו לדרוש בלחותיו ברבים. When we say שואלים ודורשים on Pesach means to teach. ואידך שואלים בלחות פסח קודם הפסח, when we say שואלים before Pesach, היינו שיש רשות לשאול בבית הוועד. You can ask about it where? In yeshiva. You have ריטבה מפורש. And he ends off and he says, מפי מורי, נטרי רחמנה ופרקד. ריטבה says, I got this from my Rebbe. Who's that? Ra'a, Rabbeinu Aharon Levi, b'shem Rabbo, Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal. In the name of his Rebbe, who's the Ra'a's Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaGadol Ramban. Anytime Ritba says Rabbeinu HaGadol, he says Rabbi is the Ra'a. Rabbeinu HaGadol Ramban. Right there, the Ritba, you have three more Rishonim on the Ran and the Rashba side. Ritba, Ra'a, Ramban.
That brings it up to five.
So far five. Not only that, now he writes like this. No, there's more. וכן דעת מערם חלאווה, in פסחים דבא ועמוד בית. מערם חלאווה was גדול תלמידי הרמב"ן. He writes, הדשואלים בהלכות הפסח קודם לפסח למד יום, היינו לעניין שואל בבית הוועד, asking questions in yeshiva, דחשיב שואל כעניין. That's number six. Number seven, וכן כתב המאירי, in the beginning of פסחים. That's number seven. The רשבץ says the same thing in מגן אבות. You have already eight Rishonim, like Maran Bet Yosef. So when the Bi'ur HaLacha was saying that the opinion of the Ran and the Rashba was mamash yechidim against all of the Rishonim.
He didn't know this?
could be he didn't, maybe he didn't have a chidush aritba yet, it could be it didn't come out yet, whatever it is. But there are no less than 8 rishonim that go with Manana Bet Yosef. Manana Bet Yosef also knew this. You know what I'm saying? When he paskined like the Ran, he understood this also. Not only that, watch this. What about the Rambam? First of all, where does the Rif stand in all of this?
As the Rabbi of HaRambam?
Well, where does the Rif hold in this halacha? The Rif, like, if you remember, the Bir Halacha himself said that the Rif only brought down which girsa?
Shalim,
which is like Maran, that there's only an inyan of lish'ol, not an inyan of lidrosh. What about the Rambam? Let me read to you the Rambam. Ready? There's a Rambam, Pirik Yud Gimal Milchot Tefila Halacha Chet. Says the Rambam, Moshe tiken lahem leYisrael shiu korim bechol moed inyano. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitaken that we learn, we study the halachot of the Chag on the Chag. How is Moshe Rabbeinu mitaken that? Let me ask you a question: is every drasha on the Chagim about the halachot of the Chagim?
No.
So where is the takanat Moshe Rabbeinu to learn the halachot? Look at the Kriyat Torah. Every Yom Tov, what's the Kriyat Torah about on that Yom Tov? About that Yom Tov. On Pesach, what do you read? You read Koron Pesach, Matzot, Sukkot, you read about Chag HaSukkot. All of the Kriyot HaTorah, all of the Mo'adim revolve around the halachot of those Mo'adim. V'shu'alin v'dorshin b'inyano shel yom b'chol mo'ed u'mo'ed. We learn about and we expound, besides for the Kriyat HaTorah, the halachot and the agadot of that Yom Tov on that Yom Tov. Adkan. The Rambam completely omitted the halacha of 30 yom kodem haPesach. Not one mention. Why? Now, watch this. He writes, according to what the Rishonim explained before, the Ran and the other Rishonim, it sounds like the Rambam holds like those other Rishonim that there is no chiyuv to learn 30 days before. Just what? What's 30 days before? Reshut, to start asking the questions. And therefore the Rambam doesn't have to write a halacha. He doesn't have to say, okay, from here on in you can start asking questions. You don't need a halacha for that. Be'emet, the Shut Zichron Yehuda, Siman Kuf Zayin, also understands that the Rambam holds like the Ran. And now it would make perfect sense, because the Rambam and the Rif would be on the same side. That's why the Rif wrote only Shoalim. And be'emet, there's a few other re'ayot, lechan ulchan, but I want to tell you something. For Ashkenazim, according to the Bi'ur Halacha that comes out, his understanding that majority of Rishonim, the way he saw it, is that there's an actual chiyuv in the 30 days before Pesach to expound the laws. You have to stop other things that you're learning, even cut away at other learning that you're doing, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Ashkenazim poskim kedata Mishnah Berurah. There's a chiyuv to stop other things that you're learning, and at least give a little bit of time every day to learn Hilchot Pesach. That's part of Takanat Chachamim. If you do, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't do this, you're in violation of Takanat Chachamim, of learning Hilchot Pesach 30 days before. According to Marana Bet Yosef, explains the Abi HaOmer, there was never a Takana to learn Hilchot Pesach 30 days before, unless what? Unless you're a Rav Posik, in which case you have to learn because you got to be on your toes, so that if people ask you questions during these 30 days, you have to be prepared to answer them. You can't answer if you didn't learn. And even if you did learn, you have to review. You have to bring yourself up to speed. But there's, according to the Bet Yosef, according to Sfaradim, you have to stop learning other things or your other Sidrei Limud, at least maybe, and pause other things and make time for Hilchot Pesach, not a chovah. It's not a chovah, according to the Mishnah Berurah. A lot of people don't know this. Sam, tell them. Mishnah Berurah says, Meforash, you have to stop learning other things and focus. He doesn't say everything you're learning has to be Hilchot Pesach, but you must make time every day, even at the expense of other quotas, other Sidrei Limud, and learning Hilchot Pesach. Kach pasak agon Mishnah Berurah, in Berurah Lacha. So that's an interesting thing. Go ahead.
That's the Rif and HaRambam. What about the Rosh? Did he?
The Rosh doesn't weigh in to this. The girsa of the Tur is Shoalin Vedorshin. So the Tur seems to be on the other side of the coin. But according to Maran always, what's the rule of Maran? He goes with two out of the three of the Amud HaHoraah. So over here, the Rif says Meforash only Shoalin. The Rambam completely skips 30 Yom Kodem HaChag, and we said because it makes sense that he's going with the Ran. So now I understand beautifully why Maran paskened only Shoalim, because Maran found that he found 8 Rishonim, plus the Rif and the Rambam that seem to have said that there's no Chiyuv to actually stop and allocate time for learning Hilchot Pesach during these 30 days. The only chidush is that if you're a Talmid, you can start asking, and if you're a Rav Posek, you have to be on your toes and be able to answer. Yeah, go ahead.
Would there be a certain amount that you have to come out of, like, come into Pesach knowing, or is it just taking the time to learn?
The idea is that when you're learning, you're lomed al menat la'asot. Now, again, a person should learn all of Hilchot Pesach, but if we're honest with ourselves, we don't have so much time. You have to focus on the things that are most pertinent. There are many halachot that, for better or for worse, are not so, they don't really apply to us so much. Unless you're like baking your own matzahs and stuff, a huge chunk of Hilchot Pesach is Dinei Afiyat HaMatzot. Unless you're doing that yourself, so I'm not going to tell you skip that, but focus on other things that you will be doing yourself. B'dikat u'biur chametz, Haga'alat Kelim, Dinei Leil HaSeder, Achilat Matzah, Arba Kosot, Amirat HaAgada, things that are pertinent to every one of us, as opposed to, you know, things that you won't necessarily be mitasek in. I can tell you the halachot of the laws of the chitim for the whatever, and the laws of Maim Shelanu, but you're not going to draw water now and whatever, so focus more on things that are going to be Nogel HaMaisa when you get home and when you have to do things. Yeah, you have to be, another very important, a few simanim that are super, super, super important. Dine Ta'arovit. Right, if you learn Psachim and Dine Ta'arovot, Siman, Taf Mem Bet and Taf Mem Zayin, you have to know that cold. Hilchot Ta'arovot Bechametz. Siman Taf Mem Chet, Hilchot Mechirat Ubitul Chametz. You want to know Mechirat Chametz, you want to know how it works. Taf Mem Chet. All the dinim of Chametz Shenifsal Me'achilat HaKelev, also in Taf Mem Tet. You have to know these things cold. Siman Taf Nun Aleph, Taf Nun Bet. Hilchot Haga'alat Kenim, Hechsher Kelim. You have to know many, many different machlokot between Maran and Rama. The Rama bilchot Pesach machmir meod, meod by Chozer v'Ne'or, by Nat Barnat. All the Rama machmir. Dat Maran la'akel. Maran Zichron Bracha writes at Shuvan Yabi Omer. There's no lack of chumrot when it comes to Pesach. There's a lot of chumrot. But you have to know when a Sfaradi comes before you, you're not allowed to pasken l'chumra neged Maran, even when it comes to Pesach. Zasu. What are you doing? Ashkenazi comes, you pass him kedat Rama, pass him kedat Rabotav. But when a Sfaradi comes, you can't pass him neged Maran. You want to say, by the way, there are those who are machmirim. For instance, Nat Barnat, Schuchit, glass not needing a chesher, many different kulot that Maran has. Not a kula, Maran kacha pasak. Yeah? If you want to, no, it's Pesach, I better pass him lechumra. What? That's a bizayon lechvod Rabotav. How are you paskin against Maran and Bet Yosef? What do you think, Maran didn't know about the Chumrot? And he paskin against him. He says, it's mutar. You want to tell the guy, by the way, this is the halacha. You want to be machmir, there's other shitot? Okay, tfadam. But the paskin for a guy based on Chumrah is isur gamun. It's a zilzul b'chvod rabotav.
It's asur not to listen to Rabbanim?
It's asur to paskin neged Maran HaShulchan Aruch for Sfaradim. And same thing for Ashkenazim. If you know that the Ramah is machmir in a certain thing, and you paskin for Ashkenazi kedat Maran le'akel, you're machshil oto. Because that's neged da'at rabotav. He has to be machmir kedat rama. Many, many, if you look, the bulk of Hilchot Pesach, the Rama is super machmir neged Maran, aval, halacha kedat Maran. You want to be machmir? Tachmir, ebaya. But you got to know. Tov, rabotai, ad kan. Continue with Hashem. See you tonight.